WWNO continues its weekly series on nonprofits in the greater New Orleans area. Join me, Eve Abrams, as I now visit NewCorp.
Most of our city's not bankable.
This is Vaughn Fourier, the Chief Executive Officer for NewCorp Incorporated, a community development financial institution.
You know, if you've never had any exposure to business, then sometimes it's very hard to understand how you really get from one point to the next.
So Fourier shows people. NewCorp is a non-traditional bank, which likes to be family and friends, as well as business coach and money lender, to the community it serves.
NewCorp's mission is actually to act as a catalyst for wealth in our disadvantaged communities. So whatever that translates into is what we need to do.
In other words, NewCorp works with people who make great cultural contributions to New Orleans and helps them make what they already do financially viable so that they can keep doing it. Because
you better protect everything that is worth anything to you.
Take, for example, Mardi Gras Indians.
I had a number of Black Mardi Gras Indians that were independently my clients.
So NewCorp convened a co-op between these independent business contractors, different nations of Indians. NewCorp gives the Black Mardi Gras Indian co-op convening room, that's actually them meeting in the background, and promotes their business decisions, what they decide to market and brand.
What we know what it will offer them is an opportunity to monetize much of what they do right now for free, but everybody else capitalizes on.
NewCorp helps the Black Mardi Gras Indian co-op monetize what they do by offering resources, attending festivals all around the world, selling their elaborately beaded suits, and deconstructing those suits in order to sell them one piece at a time.
Come this way.
Fourier leads me to a three-dimensional case. Inside is an elaborately beaded portion of a Mardi Gras Indian suit.
This is one. That was called Judy's Garden. That's the suit that it came from. This is a piece off of Daryl Montana, Chief Daryl Montana of the Yellow Pocahontas. And it's a bird and flowers. It's presented with what appears to be like a red cactus lily and small flowers that look like dogwood and a bird that is blue and gold. We're trying to make it so that the bird appears to be in flight. Many of the suits downtown especially are 3D suits.
Oh, what's that? Is this another piece?
Oh, yes, that's Benny.
We look at another case holding a portion of a suit made by Benny Ratcliffe, a member of the 9th Ward Navajo Mardi Gras Indians.
This is Benny's piece, and actually we sold this piece. You see how they put the pine cone and they have the butterfly going up the branch, and that branch comes off of a pine tree. The one in the front, he positioned the butterfly on an orchid stem. Oh my God, it's so beautiful, and they've wrapped him in copper. So it's just gorgeous. I mean, you know, and you can see the beading on it is exquisite.
Thanks in part to NewCorp, the people making that exquisite work, the embodiment of New Orleans culture. They're the ones getting paid for it. You can see photographs of these deconstructed Mardi Gras Indian suits at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.